Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. I want to continue the series on Small Business Survival Course that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, and I've got a few more weeks to do this. I've got some things I'm going to be doing every a couple of three times a week. I'm going to take a little bit of time to talk about some fundamentals that I'd like for you to know about, for you and me to pay a little more attention to. I'm talking to you about them, as I do, I'm reminding myself of things that I need to work on a little bit more too. We all need to. As my friend Rick Pena says, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. We don't want to get ripe and rotten, folks. We always want to keep growing and stay green. And the thing I want to talk about right now is some of the characteristics of a successful manager. And I, when I think of a successful manager, I think of leadership. And one of the things that I believe is that regardless of the challenges of that any manager has, the two absolute fundamental traits of a successful manager, regardless of what they're going through, whether it's good times or bad, thick or flush, I should say thick or thin, the two traits of a successful manager are leadership and the ability to develop leaders. You know, that's one of the things we know about leaders. And I'm going to talk about five things that we know about leaders. But the thing about it is that leaders understand that they don't need to be the only leader in their organization. They need to be leading and developing leaders. And here are five of the most, I think, the most prominent characteristics, traits of a true leader. And the first one is a leader is consistent. And one of the things that people want to be able to get out of their leaders is they'd like to think that they have a pretty good idea of how the leader thinks. Now, that's not to say that the leader is totally predictable. Being consistent doesn't mean that you're predictable. But being consistent means that the way you make decisions, the method that you use to make decisions, your values, the fundamental values that you have as a leader, those are consistent. And so even though your people, if you make a decision as a leader, and it comes down to the point where you have to make the final decision and the team has to move in that direction, even though you might surprise them with your decision, even though they might not like the decision that you made, because of your decision-making process, the consistency of your decision-making process, they will understand how you made that decision, why you made the decision. Again, even though they might not like it, even though it's surprised them that you made that decision, if you've been consistent in the way that you behave, in the things that you do, the way you look at things, you've got some, you know, your ethical grounding, the way you think about anything, your standards, the way you think about performance, about excellence, those kinds of things. You need to be consistent. A leader needs to be consistent in those things and then make the decision using those tools, being consistent with those tools, make the decision that's right for the time, for the issue at hand, and for what has to be done. So one of the things that we know about leaders is that they're consistent. Another thing we know about leaders is that they do what they say and they deliver on promises. They do what they say and they deliver what they promise. And that's one of the things that if you're managing people and you say you're going to do something and you don't, you know, sometimes employees are like little children. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but you know how if you tell your kids you're going to take them to get ice cream and then you don't, they believed you were going to take them to get ice cream. It's a big disappointment. Sometimes employees are like that. You're their leader. They depend on you. They admire you. They look up to you. And if you make a promise, you say you're going to do something, and you don't. Well, it's hard to get that back. That's toothpaste out of the tube sometimes. Not saying it can't be put back in. I'm just saying that it's hard to get that back. So I guess what I would also say as a warning to leaders is to be careful what you say. To choose well what you promise so that you don't have to take something back. So you don't have to crawfish on something that you promised. And now that doesn't mean that you go around not making your position known. You go around being a little wishy-washy. Wishy-washy won't get it. That's not what leaders do. But you're supposed to know your job well enough that when you say something, even though, you know, you may have to make adjustments later, be prepared to do that. But be sure to when you say you're going to do something, to do it. And when you deliver on a promise, deliver on that promise. And if you can't deliver on what you say and what you promise, you owe your people an explanation. You can't just shuffle it off and avoid the explanation. You have to do that. You have to be able to deliver on those promises, at least an answer as to why whatever you promised didn't happen. And this goes back to the trust issue that we've talked about in the past, where if you promise something, people want to think that they can trust you to deliver on that promise. As we've talked about many times on the show, an organization built on trust is an organization that can seek excellence. When we come back after these messages, we'll talk about that, the developing of leaders, thing that we talked about a minute ago. Also going to talk about a little bit about courage, very important component of leadership, and getting people to follow you. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I've got a blog there, which comes every week if you want us to send it to you. I should say every weekday. The newsletter is on Sunday by email. The blog is Monday through Friday. It's updated every day. And you can come get it or we'll send it to you. Either one. You can find out how to do all of that at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, my new book, 3 Minutes to Success, is now available on the website. Okay, we're talking about leadership. One of the important management elements, one of the important management fundamentals is leadership. And the people who are leaders... A leader can overcome a lot of things. A true leader, someone who is a leader, can outperform someone who has more experience, more knowledge, and more money in many cases, if you're competing against someone. Leadership is that personal characteristic that is very, very valuable. It's very valuable, and it is something, as we'll talk about in a minute, though, that you can develop. But next I want to talk about leadership as it regards to developing leaders and mentoring them. Now, over the years, you've heard me talk about my mentors. You've heard me say things like, my mentor told me this or that. And these are people who I'd like to think would say that that helped me to develop into a leader. I'd like to think I'm a leader, but that's not really for me to say, is it? It's for the people that I think I'm leading to say. And I've learned from my mentors, those who were leaders. I actually have some mentors who weren't all that good of leaders, but I still learned from them because I learned from the things that they did wrong. And many times my mentors didn't even know they were mentoring me, but I was paying attention. And so one of the important things that leaders have to do is develop other leaders consciously and unconsciously. And the unconscious part is there isn't anything you can do about that. That's where people are observing you in your leadership role, and they're either learning from your mistakes or learning from your successes, and that's the unconscious part. The conscious part, though, is where you consciously say to someone, or it's basically understood the way you behave and the way they behave, that you're developing them as a leader. But another thing that you're doing is you're recognizing and you're letting them know that you aren't the only leader in this organization. There should be many leaders in this organization. Maybe you're the ultimate decision maker. If you're the owner of the business, you are the ultimate decision maker. But you need many leaders in an organization. If you're truly going to seek excellence, you got to have many leaders. And the license to be a leader, the license to be fully functioning as a leader by your employees comes from you, the leader, the ultimate leader, the owner. Another thing we know about leaders is leaders are courageous. Leaders have courage. Courage, folks, in my opinion, is the most important quality of any leader. It's the most important thing that a company can have is courage. You know, courage, I like to think that bravery is when you do something in the moment that's remarkable. Courage is when you do something remarkable after you've had time to think about it. After you've weighed all the risks, after you've looked at all the dangers, all the things that could go wrong, you still behave in a courageous way. That's courage. And courage is truthful. Courage is trustworthy. Courage is predictable and consistent. And when I say predictable, I don't mean that the decisions are predictable. I mean that people can predict that you will behave courageously. I'll tell you something else. It's more fun when you're courageous. Life is more interesting when you're courageous. And I'll tell you something else. People like to follow courageous leaders. If you've ever met anybody without courage, it's one of those things that I might not be able to define it for you, but you know it when you see it. Anybody that you see that has no courage, and I've met them, I've met many of them, they're pretty sorry lot, pretty sad group of folks. And if you work for somebody who doesn't have courage in the marketplace, in running their business, I wouldn't want to work for that person, and you have to make your own decision. Leaders, this is something what someone said to me one time, and I never have forgotten it. Leaders are people who can find other people who will follow them. Very important. Leaders can find people who will follow them. And what that means basically is these are people who have the characteristics that I've been talking about today. And because of that, other people want to follow them. They stay with them. They accept being a subordinate leader to that person, and because of the way they're being treated, and because of the courage, the trustworthiness, and the consistency. Leaders find other people who will follow them. And here's one final point, folks. Nothing anybody who you think is a natural leader can do, nothing that they can do is anything you and I can't learn. Quick break, right back with our good friend Renee Schaff and a new friend, Sandra Brown, right after these messages. Stay with us. No.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.